Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 12 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. Today is bright and sunny across much of Israel, with temperatures warm and inviting. In Jerusalem, it's a perfect day to be outside. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Haifa is slightly cooler with a light breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the JNS International Policy Summit has opened in Jerusalem. It's set to explore U.S.-Israel relations and other key issues over the next 3 days. Also, earlier this hour, talks have renewed in Switzerland under American pressure. The focus is on stopping the fighting in Lebanon. Also this hour, the Iranian delegation has arrived in Switzerland for peace talks. An emergency session on the Israel-Hezbollah conflict has been added. Separately, in earlier reporting, Iran is closing the Strait of Hormuz in response to Israeli actions in Lebanon. This marks the first significant crisis with the U.S. since a recent deal. And finally, from earlier today, former President Trump says Iran may have some ballistic missiles and funds. However, they must abandon nuclear ambitions. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English posted just minutes ago that Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson details today's meeting in Switzerland. The focus includes a ceasefire in Lebanon and unfreezing Iranian assets. Ynet Global wrote earlier today about entrepreneurs from Brooklyn setting up businesses in Tel Aviv. They highlight how immigrants are turning dreams into reality. Jake Wallace Simons wrote earlier today about political shifts across the left. He describes an internal struggle within the Greens as they navigate current challenges. Now for more on those stories, starting with the JNS International Policy Summit in Jerusalem. According to JNS, the summit will host panels on Israel's geopolitical challenges. The discussions could shape future U.S.-Israel relations, bringing together policy experts and officials. Turning to the renewed talks in Switzerland, Walla reports American diplomats are pressing for a halt to hostilities in Lebanon. The meetings come after weeks of tension, with both sides aiming to prevent further escalation. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post notes the urgency of the peace talks with Iran's delegation now in Switzerland. The emergency session on the conflict with Hezbollah highlights the pressing need for diplomatic solutions. The outcome could influence stability in the region. In earlier reporting, Axios highlights Iran's move to close the Strait of Hormuz. This follows Israeli military actions in Lebanon, creating tensions with the U.S. The closure could impact global oil supplies and heighten regional tensions. Finally, from JTA, former President Trump's comments on Iran's missile capabilities. He defends his deal, allowing Iran limited missile access while pushing for nuclear disarmament. The deal's reception may affect future diplomatic negotiations with Iran. On the economic front, first, an exclusive report from Walla Business reveals the controversial exit of Dr. Tamir Gashan. Pressures from the poultry industry influenced his departure over veterinary service disputes. Separately, Ynet Business reports that Israeli drone maker Uvision plans a $4 billion IPO on NASDAQ. The move comes after domestic institutions hesitated, potentially boosting international exposure. And finally, CTEC discusses an Israeli startup's innovative approach in the $27 billion TiO2 market. This cleaner manufacturing method could reshape the industry, providing a competitive advantage. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.